With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Candlelight vigils were held around Montana yesterday evening in honor of the victims of the Orlando shooting. Bree Zinder reports from Missoula.
Over 200 members of the LGBT community and allies gathered on the campus of the University of Montana. Many got up to share their own stories and offer support. Some of the people said that they felt like the attack was an attack on all of them. Kim Spurzum is a volunteer for several LGBT advocacy groups in Missoula. She says that even Missoula isn't quite as safe as many people think it is.
I work with kids that are in this crowd tonight and across this state, and they kill themselves, they try to cut themselves, they're f***ed up, they're kicked out of their homes, and it's not safe. Every time you say it's safe for people of color, for people with disabilities, for f***ing LGBTQ people in Montana, it's not true. We're dying.
Spurzum says that with the sadness that comes with this tragedy, there's always hope in the LGBT community.
I think just find pride in yourself and find a way to express that, whether it's through music, poetry, journaling. You just gotta love yourself for where you're at.
Dennis Eisen came out as gay just 2 years ago.
I'm hurt that we have to still today be careful and be aware of our surroundings and who we associate with, because you just never know who can pretty much rob you blind or kill you.
Lambda, an advocacy group for LGBT people at UM, put on the event. You can find out more information at mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Bree Zinder.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.